Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. And we've got Larry on board here, hopefully without any delays or glitches. Hi, Larry. Are you still on?
Yeah, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Where do you want to start? Why don't we start with earth changes and let's get into the hurricanes. There's something really going on here. What's the latest on, is it Maria, I guess?
That's Maria, the newest hurricane that's following Irma's path, as reported. And they say it's about to be a four, category four, and it's moving, turning on through the Caribbean, approaching Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. And they're very concerned because this is approaching the same path and severity that Irma followed.
Okay, so the track is still indicating probably a hit on the United States, or do they think that'll just veer up north and get into the Atlantic, kind of like Jose? Now, is Jose scheduled to brush the coast up by the New England states, or is it gone out to sea?
Well, I was checking earlier just before the show with the Weather Channel and with Fox's weather, and they're showing that Jose is reportedly going to just brush somewhere between New York and New Hampshire as a tropical storm, it appears. So he'll just brush them with rain and some wind and move on, I guess. And they're reporting, though, the tracks are showing from Maria, if that's what it does, is a more northerly track a little bit more than west. But it does put it in, within range of the East Coast from Florida up through the Carolinas. So we have to just watch that one closely and see.
Well, I guess we can take a look at also the solar eclipse and 40 days of Jonah of repentance. But I certainly haven't seen even a remark about a repentance. So it would seem like the Lord is going to pound us some more. What is the situation on the earthquakes and volcanic activity? I know the earthquakes have really been increasing around Yellowstone and along the some parts of the California region. Almost looks like California is getting ready to snap off and maybe go into the sea. Hopefully not.
Well, interestingly, Stuart, yeah, you're right. Yellowstone, we're talking about Idaho, Montana, Wyoming. The quaking is continuing in that region. Plus, really, we're having quakes today from Oregon all the way, or Washington all the way down through California. And, of course, Oklahoma's not to be left out, 3.1 there today in central Oklahoma, and Texas is having earthquakes, so there's a lot of activity. I've noted that a lot of the activity other than the U.S. is kind of down right now, and that's odd because this is a waning moon, but it appears there's something really strange going on because we have like three hurricanes off the west coast, with one of them right up against California, basically. There's another one forming down southern Mexico, but then there's also two following Marie. So it's very, very active.
Wow. So I wonder, Yellowstone could blow about any time. I read an email from a person who has friends there, and they're showing like the fence lines they have on their farm are sagging in some areas. The land is rising in other areas. There's a smell of sulfur all around them. I would think that would be time to maybe sell out and move somewhere else. If you've got that kind of land movement that's actually visual and you can see it very readily, there's something really big going on out there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And matter of fact, in Oklahoma here, the mountain area that I live in, the gateway area through here, almost all the bridges are either under construction or they won't even let trucks go over them anymore. And I'm talking big bridges. And there's a lot of trouble with the bridges. And it goes all the way from where I'm at up in, you know, around Poto, and just goes in all directions. There's a lot of ground movement, it appears, that is, you know, occurring. And of course, we're having small rock slides in this area, and the rocks are tumbling down to the road. But there's a lot going on. Where, you know, there's a lot of shaking right now. Well, like I said, from Texas up through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and then it goes back west or northwest, kind of up through the Yellowstone caldera. And a lot of activity reported offshore and in California, with the depths very shallow, which would lead you to believe volcanic or magma.
Well, folks, I guess all one can say is watch and kind of hang on. What's going on over there in Israel? Any more news from there?
Well, you know, everybody that's in the who's who is in America today because of the big Netanyahu and Trump speech tomorrow at the UN, November the 19th. That's big. And, of course, a lot is going to be said. I think that Trump will probably address North Korea, basically. I think that Netanyahu may address Iran. And there's a lot on the ground. There's a lot going on the ground in the Middle East right now, all around Israel. And I'm talking Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Turkey. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. We don't have the program today with the time to do all of that. But I did want to mention and get your opinion. They have passed a new law in California declaring California a sanctuary state and outlawing federal activity in California. And by the way, the Governor Brown says he is going to sign that legislation. They've also refused to allow Trump to be on the ballot in California unless he reaches his tax returns. And by the way, on top of that, I just heard from Lou Dobbs a while ago, has reported now that they are now entering their third attempt to secede. So, wow.
So this is about right on time for 9/23. All of this is coming down right around 9/23, which is what? About 4 days away from now. And I don't know if anything's going to happen on 9/23. But, boy, the movies are sure displaying it. One of them was produced in 1986. We'll get into that a little bit. It's called The Little House of Horrors. It's a very strange movie, but it starts out on the 23rd day of the month of September. And it talks about an enemy that the human race suddenly encountered and a deadly threat to its very existence. I want you to think about giants and the arrival. This is a terrifying enemy, and this terrifying enemy, rather, surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly and most innocent and unlikely places. The word surfacing tends to, and if you look at the giants, which were a deadly threat, actually, to the human race. You suppose that this is talking about on 9/23 or thereabouts, everything's going to change and these guys are going to get out along with an arrival? It's kind of interesting.
That, Yeah, that's really interesting terminology, and it reminds me so much of Genesis, where it talks about the giants and how that the Lord, remember, he erased mm-hmm. them from the face of the earth, which means the surface. The face of the earth is the surface of the earth. So surface yep. is, I suppose, you could call it a semi-biblical term. And if you'll remember Red Elk, I talked to Red Elk for some time about the Nephilim movement, those things underground, all
yes.
this. And he said they would, and he used the term surface. He says they will surface in two or three places, and even in America. And he was watching for that and saying that it was going to happen. So that may dovetail right into what you're talking about. And also, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this, you remember the Mahdi that they're waiting for
yes.
comes to the surface
yes.
through a whale, they say.
Yep. So this is going to get really, really interesting. Here is, I'll read you the lyrics to the song that goes with this weird movie. What a creepy thing to be happening. Feel the strum and drang in the air. We looked it all up, and it means turmoil and upheaval. Tell your mama something's going to get her. Everybody better beware. Here it comes. Tell the bums to hit the dirt. Child, I'm warning you. Child, you're going to pay if you stay. Look around. Something's coming down, down. Best believe it's something's come to get you. Isn't that kind of interesting? And then it's come, which I believe they're signaling these. And then there's a picture in this weird movie of a guy reading a newspaper, and the headline reads, Unexpected Total Eclipse into the World. Huh. Now, it's tied directly to
923. Wow.
So, is it possible that one of the planets or a moon or a huge object of some type on 923, when that star sign comes, is going to eclipse the sun, possibly for 3 hours? Because Israel, all the Lord wants Israel to do is recognize their Messiah. So possibly a three-hour solar eclipse on, you know, coming up. That would really be an unexpected sign, wouldn't it? And it'd be over
wow.
Israel, too. Anyway, just a lot of things like this. And here's something I wanted you to, we only got a few minutes. Trump says he wants a massive military parade down Pennsylvania Avenue on July 4th. What do you make of that? Hitler used to do that. The communists all do that. We've never done that, have we? Where we parade all our weapons and everything else?
I cannot remember. I'm not big on parades, Stuart. I don't even like to go to them. But,
I don't either.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, whether he really means that or he's just saying it, you know, there are times that Donald Trump uses code speech somewhat. You know,
yes.
like a card game, you know, like he's playing chess or checkers or a card game.
Well, I'm looking for some nuclear activity on and around the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th. Hopefully not, but everything seems to be dovetailing into a big pivot area around 923 and the Feast of Trumpets. It's just astounding how all of this stuff is coming together. On Wednesday, maybe we can really get into this. Anything more on Kimmy, the rocket man, other than the threats? Is that it?
Well, they say he's prepping a nuclear blast possibly and also moving some missiles. But I challenge people to listen to Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump tomorrow at the UN. Something may be interesting in that speech.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for coming on. Folks, this is just kind of an alert. Things are really starting to come down, and it's a heads up that we're in trouble, and the Lord is going to pound the United States one way or another. to see if he can get any repentance out of her. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks, Larry, for coming on. We'll see you Wednesday.
Night.